سورة السجدة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا جابر رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would not sleep until he would read ألف لام ميم سجدة and تبارك الذي بيده الملك. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the person who reads تبارك الذي بيده الملك and ألف لام ميم تنزيل السجدة between مغرب and عشاء, the reward for reading these two surahs will be as though he had stood awake during the night of ليلة القدر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتراه بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين. ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين. ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. وقالوا أإذا ضللنا في الأرض أإنا لفي خلق جديد. بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم. وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون. إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون. وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل. وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد ارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريتي وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي.
is one car, ND271666. ND271666, kindly remove your car. I think somebody needs to come out.
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركة الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله صلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
May Allah Ta'ala give us the true ishq of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the heart desires. At this very moment we should be standing before the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading salat and salam there. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah Ta'ala is so kind, that even though we are so far away and we can't be present there the most this moment, but the salawat and salam we have recited now, angels have been deputed. The hadith says, they've got no other work but to transport and carry and convey the salat and salam we recited now to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala make Rasulullah be so happy when he receives the salat and salam from us, inshaAllah. And the important thing is to have the true ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bring his way of life into our way of life, his teachings, his sunnat, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many sunnats for us to bring into our life, where we will only see barakat, we will only see happiness then. There's zahiri sunnats, external sunnats, there's batini sunnats, internal sunnats. Sunnat is not only a few selected things. There are so many things we need to go and purchase the kitab or go to some alim and find out what are the sunnats of entering the home, what are the sunnats of inside the home, what are the sunnats of entering or before the toilet, coming out of the toilet, what are the sunnats of eating, sunnats of sleeping, sunnats of doing transaction, sunnats of the masjid, sunnats of meeting people, so many ways, sunnats of greeting, sunnats of visiting the sick, sunnat of going to sit by somebody to console him when he's grieved. Somebody loses somebody for ta'ziyat. What is the sunnat way of doing it? So all these things we must try slowly, day by day, bring it into our life. It's not possible that we just take one kitab and expect everything just come into our life. We have to practice and practice. And the moment we have, we take that himmat, we take the first step, Allah Ta'ala opens doors to us. Allah Ta'ala opens the doors for us. Allah Ta'ala just then blesses us with true knowledge and Allah guides us. Allah makes that path, or mashayikh say, the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just become easy, but it becomes mazedar also. Begin to enjoy it. Let us be honest to ourselves. At this very moment, from after the Taraweeh and we're sitting here now, nobody's compelling us. We're not marking any register or showing somebody I'm here in the masjid. But there's some type of enjoyment we are getting. And this is the enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah is giving us some type of enjoyment. This is the enjoyment the mashayikh, the buzrughanadeen talk about in the kitabs, in their bayans. That if you connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we get some type of serenity in the heart, some type of enjoyment. Why do we cry in our duas? Sometimes we don't even understand the Arabic, but we are crying. And Allah Ta'ala makes us cry. We just become soft at that moment. We just become soft-hearted. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to just shed those tears, because those tears which a sinful person sheds out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so precious, so valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The anilu muznibin ahabbu ilayya min zajlil musabbihin. More than even the hymning of the people who are making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more beloved than that is the crying and the sobbing of a person who is a gunagar. Now he's crying to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah loves that. In one hadith, one riwayat, it's mentioned, At-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who has turned to Allah Ta'ala, he made a mistake in life. He regrets. Now he's turning to Allah Ta'ala. He becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Habibullah he becomes. One hadith says, when a person sincerely makes tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes those angels forget that sin that was committed, because they were watching. All those people who witnessed that sin being performed by that person, Allah Ta'ala makes them forget completely. Allah wipes it out of the books when it was written. Certain person, certain night, certain time committed this sin. Allah Ta'ala wipes it out. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be no person to bear witness against that person then. This is Allah's fadl, Allah's kindness. Allah is so kind, so merciful. Allah looks for excuses for us to be forgiven. He does not want to punish us. There are so many people who have lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hear a little bit, one, two verses of Jannat, Abu Jahannam. They don't hear the verses of Jannat. They haven't got the complete picture of Quran and Hadith and Islam. So they think that Allah ta'ala, ma'adallah, Allah ta'ala is going to punish. And Allah is so... Allah Ta'ala just wants to punish everybody and Allah just wants to put everybody into Jahannam. It's not like that. It's not like that at all. In fact, if you read the hadith of Raja and hope, then we feel we all going to make it inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala will make us get the Jannah, because a little bit of Iman a person has, one dot of Iman, iota of Iman, eventually, ultimately the person gets dukhul into Jannah. But we have to have hopes in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Look at tonight, there are so many youngsters here. I don't even know most of them. They won't even, probably don't even know me. There's no relationship. But they have come here. And Allah Ta'ala looks at that youngster who is shedding those tears. And he is coming here remorseful. He's coming to beg from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The elderly people, but the youngsters especially, are honestly speaking, that youngster who makes little but effort, whatever the challenges are, we know in the colleges, in the varsities, it's becoming so difficult. There are temptations all around us, all the time. It's pulling us away. Peer pressure. The type of literature that's available. The sites on the internet. You're innocently looking for something and something else. Shaitan and the friends of Shaitan have made such an effort that you're innocently looking for some good thing and suddenly something else pops up on the screen and then he tempts you and takes you away. So he catches you in his big web. But if a person has the rahmat of Allah, wama ubarri'u nafsi, nobody can say my heart is clean and I'm pak and I've got no sin, I'm very, very pious. No. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. This nafs we have, the soul, it continuously commands us, prompts us towards evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi. And this is a very important part. Accept that person whom Allah has given him his mercy. If Allah's mercy is with you, then you are safe. Then you can go through the thorny jungle and you won't get pricked with that thorn. Allah will take you so easily out from there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Don't ever lose hope. Don't ever lose hope. There's no need to get depressed. Whatever the problem is, Allah is with us. We say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no turning away from sin except with help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no strength to do any obedience or do any good deeds except with strength from and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time we require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we must begin to love Allah ta'ala. Every step we take, the consciousness of Allah ta'ala must be there. We must look forward to meet Allah ta'ala when we come to the masjid, namaz time. Before namaz, we must always be already be waiting. Like how we have a business meeting. We've got a lecture in the varsity, or some appointment, or we're catching the flight. Already we are getting ready. And we're anxious, impatient. We just want to get to the airport. We mustn't miss this flight. Like that, even more than that for namaz. Because I got a meeting with who? My Allah. The meeting with any person in the world, greatest, biggest of kings, is nothing compared to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ruku you're going to make, the sajda you're going to make. You're going to say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. At-tahiyyat you're going to read, Surah Fatiha. Now we must look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most important is the suhbat that we have, the company we have. Especially our young friends. The company you have is of utmost importance. The moment you see that friend of yours is now tempting you towards haram, towards evil, you try and influence him and save him. But if you're going to be overpowered, then you move away. Find some other friend. Because this is the thing that is taking away good youngsters into drugs, drinking alcohol, to partying, dining, womanizing. And what happens in the end? Your whole life is barbad. You can't get married after that. If you get married, you'll have problems. Wife runs away from you. Society doesn't want to have anything to do with you. It's only dhillat and dhillat and dhillat, humiliation. Why go through that road? When Allah Ta'ala wants you to adopt the pure life, yes, what will happen is you will have to suppress your nafs. There will be some pain that you will have to endure. You will definitely feel some pain. That everybody else is enjoying themselves. They're all gone to the cinema. All gone watching some movie. And all the friends are gone for a holiday. And I can't go. Oh, I'm not going. Yeah, I'm missing out. And they're SMSing me. sending me messages, hey, we're doing this, we're doing this, sending me those pictures, and how your heart is paining. But for who you're doing it? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think Allah ta'ala is blind to all that? Never. But Allah ta'ala then gives you sweetness of iman, then that sweetness you can never compare to any other sweet thing in this world. Then you just want to be different. Then you just want to become pious. And there are so many youngsters, especially in programs of this nature, with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali when he was alive, so many youngsters when they should come for programs like this in the last 10 nights, and that it should be the turning point in their life. It should be the turning point in their life. They should make a firm promise to Allah, finish, past is past, finish. And they should change their life from that very moment. So we have the chance. Don't worry what this one will see and that one will see. People will carry on saying, for how long they're going to say? For 10 days, 20 days. And after that, those same people will come back to you, I promise you. And they will beg you to show them the right way. So let us be the first person to stand up and have that himmat and say, Allah, for your sake, I want to change my life. You become pleased with me. You become pleased. What else we have come in the dunya for? We haven't come in the dunya for any other work. All the other activities, whatever we're doing, everything, whatever is the necessity of dunya, all those things come to an end. Everything comes to an end. We take nothing of the enjoyment of dunya with us. Nothing at all. So we have actually come in this world for the hereafter. Yes, because we're living in this world, there will be some needs, some necessities. So Allah gives us the chance, Allah has given us the permission that you can sort out the necessities that you require. But you don't become absorbed. That doesn't become your purpose of life. That doesn't become the maqsood of your life. That is not the matlub of your life. What is the matlub? What is the maqsood? What is the maqsad of your life? Akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in were also human beings. They also had wealth by them. In fact, there were times when in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heaps of gold, heaps were just stacked on one side. And the Sahaba shouldn't even look this side. Didn't bother them even. When the empires of Rome and Persia were conquered, so much of wealth came to the feet of Sahaba. That didn't affect their lives. Why? Because they were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you read the Sahaba's lives. The past two Ramadan we should have on Sahaba this year somehow. We didn't do it, but inshallah in the remaining nights if Allah ta'ala give us some tawfiq or talking about some about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. You see they were human beings, but what beautiful qualities they had. Amazing qualities. And what were they before they became Sahaba? And how Allah ta'ala chose them? How Allah Ta'ala made them shining stars. So inshallah we will make some himmat. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and all our mashayikh. Somebody might think, why when you talk about Hazrat Rahmatullah. Allah Ta'ala bless him abundantly. We all are sitting here. Allah's father, it's only Allah Ta'ala who does. Allah is the source of all kindness and everything he gives us tawfiq. Allah chooses some bandas of his, some servants of his for the hidayat of people. I'm sure most of you who are sitting here had some contact with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And I can remember in this masjid, we were young students going to school that time, still in a shirt and pants. And already from that time, he used to make such an effort, especially in Ramadan, to the old masjid, the Jamaat Khana here, and he used to have programs at night. He used to cry in his duas. Durood and Salam is reading not from, it's not in the masjid for now, from a few years. It's from that time. Alhamdulillah, it's caught on now many other masajid, Durood and Salam. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, of course, the Shaykh Rahmatullah came in Stanger, and he started it, and people benefited. Of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to start, he also started it, and for years, that made him an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many things, Alhamdulillah, used him for the hidayat of people, not only here in this town, in the entire world. Almost every day, after Jummah I met some person, he said, I should always come to Hazrat Muhammad. First time I met him. Now after the first program, two brothers came, he said, we should always come to meet Mawlana. This Quran, one juz a day, those of you who were here remember, started not now, started years ago. There were three of us only. Hazrat Rahmat should recite, myself and Hafiz Muhammad Umar. Three of us, only the last 10 nights. And how it started? I think one brother was worried because we have to finish one khatam in Ramadan, Quran Sharif. He was a bit slow in reading, or he couldn't read very well, or he was battling, he didn't know how to, he didn't go to a madrasa. So he was very, very worried. He came to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, I got this, what do I do in my case? I can't read Quran. I'm feeling so bad. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Qurana, Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah, told him, don't worry. What we will do, we will read aloud, and you follow. And like that, the people should start coming, and every day. So last 10 nights only we should read. After Taraweeh, 3 paras a night. 3 paras we should read. And then Hazrat Rahman felt the next day, why we having only last 10? Let's bring it a bit more forward. And then he came to the 20 days. Finally from the beginning. Now look at the sawab he will get in his qabr. Look at the sawab. Comes in a hadith. Addalu ala khairin kafa'ili. You show somebody one good action. You go away from there, you're gone. You might not meet that person the rest of your life. But now he becomes serious and he does that action. He brings it into his life. As long as he is doing that action, you will also get the reward. You will also get the sawab for it. On the day of Qiyamah, you will say, Ya Allah, I didn't get to do so much of nekis. From where all the sawab came? Allah will say, you showed that one person the right way and he brought it into his life. Now I rewarded him and I'm rewarding you also. It's so easy. And that is why I keep on saying that our youngsters, mashallah, you got so many friends. One message you send and so many people will come to you. Bring them the last few nights are left now. Last few nights in the morning. We'll explain to some friends that how we must grab now from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give a very simple example. If somebody tells us now, Mr. So-and-so, you have won a competition. And there's a huge store. Something like Macro or even bigger. You've got 2 minutes now to get inside the store and you can pick any item that you desire. Put into the trolley. You've got only 2 minutes. You've won the competition, no doubt, there's it. But you're going to go into the store, into any of the aisle you want and pick whatever you want. Within 2 minutes, you must be out. So if I ask different people, somebody might say, you might go to the cell phone section, somebody might go to the laptop, somebody might go to the jewelry section, somebody might go to some food items, ladies will go to the kitchen where people, different zawk they have. But imagine somebody goes there and is looking at the boards, these items are in this row, these items, by the time he's still looking 2 minutes over. He won the competition, but he gets no prize. Allah has made us winners. Now Allah wants to give us a prize. Now the last few nights, grab whatever we can get now. Whatever we can. Somebody might have more zawq and more shawq for tilawat of Quran. So mashallah, get involved in tilawat. Finish your khatam, start next khatam. Somebody more in zikrullah, somebody in tahajjud. This program, alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Rahmatullah had tailor-made these programs. We're just following whatever he did. Durood and salam. We have tilawat of Quran. Durood and salam, tahajjud salah, zikrullah, dua. So in this we're doing everything, inshallah. Many people think, Murana, we can't stay awake whole night, what do we do? You can't stay awake, we're all awake, we all have to sleep. The night starts from Maghrib time, finishes right till Fajr tomorrow morning. So from Maghrib you got already. And therefore we have the programs early part of the night. Yes, after that when we go home, we should try and make an intention that we will wake up again after some time, or a seri time at least. But if we don't wake up, there's no guna that you have committed, no. Inshallah, if it was Laylatul Qadr, you would have got it because you did spend some hours in the early part of the night. Allah doesn't say only Laylatul Qadr if you get the last part of the night, no. Laylatul Qadr starts from the beginning of the night right till Fajr. Ya hatta matla'il Fajr. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. These last few nights you got now to turn towards Allah. Somebody say, why the du'as are so long? What do we do? If you make short du'a, then we got a problem. We haven't really asked Allah Ta'ala. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The idea is each person should make his du'a himself. But sometimes when you make an ijtima'i du'a, then somebody might be saying Ameen there. Somebody might be shedding those tears. And he is making sincere tawbah. or some sister at home is making dua, and she's joining the dua, and she's making tawbah, istighfar, and Allah feels pity on that one person, Allah accepts the dua of every person. How often it was found, people went for hajj, and people's hajj was not accepted, but because of the sincerity of one or two people, Allah accepts the hajj of all the hajjis. This is the benefit of when we do it together. And also, sometimes a person does not know how to ask Allah Ta'ala, what to ask. At least he says Ameen, or she says Ameen to the dua. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It is Friday night, especially the students are free, others will go shop tomorrow, will work. Weekend also we will have program. Tomorrow won't be a long program because people will rest again for 27 night, but we'll have program tomorrow inshallah, and 27 night inshallah we will have a few programs depending on how the crowd is and how we can manage inshallah. Allah must give us strength and health and maqbooliyat. That's the main thing. Allah Ta'ala must choose us, and Allah must give us that ikhlas. Allah must give us sincerity. Mustn't be we're sitting here and we're doing things for show, because then we get a cross. Then we get zero. We get nothing. So we have to be sincere. We have to check our intention all the time. All the time. Ya Allah, we must do it only for you, inshallah. For those brothers who are coming here only for the first time, we make istighfar now. And that person says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Allah Ta'ala wipes out his sins, his minor sins, all his minor sins, even though it is equivalent to the forms of the ocean of the world. So much of sins he committed. But by saying, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Our Hazrat Rahman should say, delete button. It's a delete button. We did all the work, and one delete button, everything is gone. So you did the wrong, and now you press the delete button, and everything is wiped out, inshallah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu إليه. أستغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا اول الاولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them true flag bearers of your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them become pious youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, give them your special shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you give that youngster, Ya Allah, who spent his time, Ya Allah, his youth in your ibadat, my Allah,
Make these youth, Ya Allah, make these youngsters also, Ya Allah, be under your special shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them in their studies, my Allah. Help them in their work, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them, my Allah. Protect them from all gunas, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Protect them from riba, my Allah. Protect them from evil friends, my Allah. From bad company, my Allah. From evil habits, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them become naik and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them, give them your proximity, my Allah. Your qurb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us happiness, my Allah. Grant all of us maghfirat, my Allah. Give all of us hayat tayyiba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa elderly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the young ones, Ya Allah. The women, Ya Allah. The men. The weak, the old, the poor, the rich, every single person, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us now to connect to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us to connect with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want your ma'iyyati khasa, my Allah. That special bond with you, my Allah. That bond which will never break, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you choose us, my Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You do as you please, my Allah. Everything belongs to you. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't have to worry about any person, my Allah. You are not answerable to any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do as you please, my Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, everything is in your mashiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't even have to say kun and it becomes, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, your maghfirat, my Allah. Bestow your kindness and favors upon us, my Allah. As you are doing, Ya Allah, we are making shukr, my Allah. You have said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, you will increase, Ya Allah, the ni'mat, Ya Allah. You have said, if you make shukr, I will increase the ni'mat upon you. Ya Allah, we are making shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making lakh shukr, my Allah. Increase upon us all the bounties that you have given us, my Allah. Do not make salb of any of those bounties, my Allah. Do not snatch away any of those bounties, my Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala, wa darki al-shaqa, wa su'i al-qada, wa shamatati al-a'da. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik, wa tahawli afiyatik, wa fujaati niqamatik, wa jami'i sakhatik. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah, assistance, Ya Allah. Help us to make your ibadah correctly, my Allah. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, we can't even make your dhikr correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even show thanks to you correctly, my Allah. We can't make your ibadat properly, my Allah. Our tilawat also is full of mistakes, my Allah. Our ibadat is full of weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, our ibadat is full of shortcomings, my Allah. But still, my Allah, you are ash-shakur, my Allah. Our tooty-pooty ibadat, my Allah. Our feeble efforts, my Allah. Our weak ibadat, Ya Allah. You are still such that you accept those ibadat, my Allah. Accept from us, my Allah. Accept our roza. Accept our tarawih. Accept our dhikrullah. Ya Allah, accept whatever ibadat we have made, my Allah. And give us more and more and more and more tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us from the onslaught of the kuffar and mushrikeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us from the onslaught of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, Ya Allah. From the fitna of the fitteen, Ya Allah. From the hasad of the hasideen. From the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the evil of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the evil of our nafs, my Allah. Protect us from the evil of shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the evil of the living and the dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal, my Allah. From the fitnas of Dajjal, especially, Ya Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from music, my Allah. Protect us from viewing pornographic material, Ya Allah. Protect us from the television, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from videos and cinemas, my Allah. Protect us from the rave clubs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from gambling dens, my Allah. Protect us from the prostitute dens, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from becoming gays, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from sodomy, my Allah. Protect us from all filthy indecent acts, my Allah. Protect us from immorality, my Allah. Give us a pak life, my Allah. Give us a pure life, Ya Allah. Make us only see haq and what is correct, my Allah. Make us listen to only what's haq and true and right for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only think that which is right and haq, my Allah. Make us go towards righteous deeds, my Allah. Make us go towards sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us towards sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Make thee be that magnetic force, Ya Allah, that is pulling us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we're going anywhere else, my Allah, if we're going the opposite direction, Ya Allah, you turn turn our direction, may Allah. Make our qibla towards you, may Allah. And make every step we take towards you, may Allah. Make it be so easy with afiyat and barakat and anwarat and rahmat, may Allah. And make us enjoy every step towards you, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your ishq and muhabbat, may Allah. Make us your true friends, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu ab hamara banja. Ya Allah, how long are we just going to live filthy lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of committing sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired now, may Allah. We don't live that type of life, may Allah. Ya Allah, we asked you so many times, ya Allah, and we made promises to you, ya Allah, but we broke those promises, may Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, may Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, may Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, may Allah. Ya Allah, the slave that runs away from the master, may Allah. Ya Allah, he escapes from his master. And that master was so generous and so kind and bestowed so many favors upon him. But the slave still escaped from the master. Finally, when he is caught and brought in front of the master, he shakes, he trembles with fear. Ya Allah, he does not know what that master is going to do to him. He pleads and he begs from that master. Ya Allah, we have run away from you, my Allah. We have come back to you, my Allah. Because there is no other exit for us, my Allah. There is no other way we can escape, my Allah. There is no other escape route for us, my Allah. We ran away from you, my Allah. But we have come back to you, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. But now we are going to be obedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not read our salat, my Allah. Now we promise we will read our salat, my Allah. We did not discharge our zakat, my Allah. Now, ya Allah, we promise we will discharge our zakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we went with evil company, my Allah. Ya Allah, we went to all those places where you did not want us to be seen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not bother, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still tolerated us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Halim, ya Allah. And you are Kareem, ya Allah. You are Wasi al-Maghfira, ya Allah. You are Dhul Fadl, ya Allah. You are full of kindness and mercy and compassion, my Allah. You are Rahman and Rahim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs, my Allah, that person who has gone to the qabr, my Allah, he was been given punishment for the wrong deeds he was doing, my Allah. But the day his son started in the maktab and said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Allah, you stop azab from that parent, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the person saw in the dream and he asked, why is azab not coming anymore? Ya Allah, the answer was given that his son, his little masoom child, has started the maktab, the madrasa class, and he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Allah, he took your name, which is full of mercy, full of kindness and compassion. Ya Allah, you said, if I am so merciful, how can I punish the parent, my Allah? Ya Allah, your rahmat, ya Allah, supersedes your anger, my Allah. It is written on your arsh, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, ya Allah, throughout the Quran, you have given us so much hope in you, in your mercy, my Allah. You have addressed us, ya Allah. You have said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Those of my beloved, my beloved servants, those of you who have transgressed and you have surpassed all the boundaries and you have violated my laws, but still do not lose hope in my mercy. I am prepared to forgive all your sins. Ya Allah, we are not associating any parties with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got tawheed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we declare and announce your oneness, my Allah. We proclaim your oneness, my Allah. You are Ahad, my Allah. You are Samad, you are Beniyaz, my Allah. You are self-subsistent, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You are not Muhtaj, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are the King of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got everything that you, ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, what all the things that we require, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only can get it from you, my Allah. From nobody else, my Allah. You have got all the treasures by you, my Allah. You are the possessor of those treasures, my Allah. You are the owner of those treasures, my Allah. We want good health, my Allah. We want wealth, my Allah. We want halal wealth, my Allah. We want peace of mind, serenity, ya Allah. We want love, ya Allah, between husband and wife, my Allah. We want respect from our children, my Allah. We want our children to become obedient, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become obedient to our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want so many problems of dunya to be solved, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though at this moment, thousands and billions of people in different parts of the world are making dua to you, ya Allah, you are still listening to us as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will grant each person whatever he is asking, my Allah, in whichever language he is asking, my Allah. Ya Allah, even that person who is dumb, my Allah, there are no words coming out of his lips, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's only sounds coming out, my Allah. Ya Allah, even you answer that person's dua, my Allah. Even that person's dua you are answering, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, eh Ilah al-Alameen, eh Mawla, eh Aqa. Ya Allah, there is no person like you, my Allah. Ey Mawla, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we truly love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our weaknesses, my Allah. Overlook our deficiencies, our shortcomings, my Allah. We are insan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we get tired, my Allah. We get hungry, my Allah. We get lazy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we become disobedient, my Allah. Ya Allah, but hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have rahm on this large gathering, my Allah. There's so many listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing has held these people back, my Allah. But your love, my Allah. Love for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come again, ya Allah. In this maidan, my Allah. We are turning towards you, my Allah. There's no other person we can turn to, my Allah. At this hour of the night, the president is fast asleep. Prime Minister is fast asleep. Kings are all asleep, my Allah. Nobody can enter any palace of any king now, my Allah. The soldiers will chase him away, my Allah. Those guards will chase him away, my Allah. Namatil Muluk. Namatil Muluk. Waqad aghlaqu abwaabahum. Kings are fast asleep. They have shut all the doors. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. But the door of Hayy and Qayyum, the one who is all alive, all living, the one who never sleeps, the one who is never overtaken by sleep and slumber, the one who never tastes mort and death, the one who is so kind and generous, his doors always open. Ey Malik, Ey Kareem, at your doorstep, my Allah, we are knocking on your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking on your door, my Allah. That dog that goes to one butcher, my Allah, and wants one bone, my Allah, that butcher chases the dog away, my Allah. That dog goes to another butcher, and he's chased away there. He goes to a third and fourth butcher. Finally, when he's given some meat, then the dog is satisfied, my Allah. We're not going from butcher to butcher, my Allah. We're not going from door to door, my Allah. We have only come to one door, my Allah. Because there is no other door we can go to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned tonight in. Ya Allah, open your doors for us, my Allah. Open your doors. Ya wasi' al-maghfira. Ya wasi' al-maghfira. Ya basit al-yadini bir-rahma. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, that name of yours, that any person who takes that name of yours, his duas are guaranteed accepted, my Allah. We do not know that name. Ya Allah, we do not know that name. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Dal Arshil Majid. Ya Fa'alu Lima Yurid. Ya Dal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni, Ya Samad, Ya Basit, Ya Mu'iz, Ya Mudhil, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Hakam, Ya Adal, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir. Ya Allah, you have got such beautiful names, such beautiful qualities. We beseech you by your names, my Allah, and your beautiful and perfect qualities, my Allah, that tonight, my Allah, at this very moment, my Allah, Ya Allah, tu sabko qabool farma. Ya Allah, sabko qabool farma. Sabka toba qabool farma. Sabko maaf farma. Ya Allah, we are making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, we are making tawbatan nasuha. We are making pakka toba, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making complete toba, my Allah. Just like it is impossible, Ya Allah, that a person after drawing milk from the cow's udders, he cannot stuff the milk back into the udders of the cow. Like that, my Allah, we have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. We are embarrassed and we regret committing those sins, my Allah. We promise you, my Allah. We promise you, my Allah. We promise you, my Allah. We will never go back to the sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage not to go back to the sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah. Whenever we tempted, my Allah, we are weak bandas, my Allah. You have said, khuliq al-insanu dha'ifa. Insan has been created weak, my Allah. Hum kamzor hai, my Allah. Hum to ajiz hai, ya Allah. Hum to faqir hai. Tu ghani hai. Tu ajiz nahi hai. Ya Allah, tu qawi hai. You are not, ya Allah, you are not weak, my Allah. Nobody can overpower you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aziz and hakeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani, my Allah. You are be-niyaz, my Allah. You are be-niyaz, my Allah. You are not muhtaj at all, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not dependent on any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have got angels to carry your arsh.
But you're not even dependent on those angels even, by Allah. Ya Allah, you have created angels from the time they've been created. They're in the ruku position. Some in the sajda position. In the millions, by Allah. They're glorifying you. They're praising you. You don't even need them to also, by Allah. Ya Allah, you've got angels deputed to certain tasks, by Allah. You don't even need those angels to do those tasks, by Allah. But Ya Allah, you have created those angels. You have created insan. You have created jinnat. By Allah, you have created billions of creation, by Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you ignore us, my Allah, you have got all other creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we've got no other Allah besides you, my Allah. We got nobody else to turn to, my Allah. Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u, anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakka'u. Ya man yurajja fi shada'idi kulliha. Ya man ilayhi al-mushtaka wal-mafza'u. Ya man khazainu rizqihi fi qawli kun umnun fa inna al-khayra indaka ajma'u. Ma li siwa faqri ilayka wasilatun. وَبِالْإِفْتِقَارِ إِلَيْكَ أَيْدِي أَرْفَوُ. Ya Allah, have pity upon us, my Allah. It's our faqiri, my Allah. You have said, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. That beggar, when he comes, Ya Allah, you have mentioned the Quran that we mustn't chase him away. We mustn't scold that beggar. We mustn't rebuke that beggar. We mustn't be harsh to that beggar. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. At your door, my Allah. You won't scold us, my Allah. You won't rebuke us, my Allah. You won't chase us away, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't chase us away, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't chase us away, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. If tonight is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, make the angels come down now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make mu'anaka and salam to us, my Allah. Make us feel that ecstasy and enjoyment, my Allah. Make us enjoy that peace, my Allah. Whenever it will be Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah. If it is past already, still grant it to us, my Allah. If it is still going to come, still grant it to us. Don't make anybody mahroom, my Allah. Especially these brothers who have come, ya Allah. Especially these youngsters who have come, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them mahroom, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't make us mahroom, my Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. You are the King of Kings, my Allah. Our Rasulullah will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him happy, my Allah. If you forgive us, my Allah, Shaitan will become displeased. Make Shaitan displeased, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him naraz, my Allah. If you don't forgive us, my Allah, Shaitan will become happy because more people will join him in Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from Jahannam, ya Allah. Make Shaitan naraz, my Allah. Make Muhammad al-Mustafa. Muhammad al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, happy, my Allah. He cried for us. We are in his ummat, my Allah. We make shukr you brought us in his ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't embarrass him on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Because of our deeds, my Allah. How will we face him on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? Ya Allah, we will wonder who the kosher water from his mubarak hands. Let it not happen that when we go there, my Allah. Ya Allah, with such shock and such yearning, my Allah. And we are driven away from there, my Allah. Because of our wrongs, my Allah. Because of our innovations, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Make our Nabi Sam be happy with us, my Allah. Make him be happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him be happy. I was happy with Sahaba, my Allah. Even though we don't have that type of ibadat. Even though we don't have that type of sacrifices, my Allah. We are those rotten potatoes, my Allah. We are those bad onions, my Allah. Ya Allah, but still just put us into that A grade, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You are full of justice and kindness, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. When you decide, ya Allah, to open your doors of mercy, my Allah, it will come pouring down, my Allah. Pour and shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat. Give us your protection, ya Allah. Protect our iman, protect our homes, protect our businesses, protect our masajid, our madaris, our darul ulum, our ulama and mashayikh. Protect our family, my Allah. Protect whatever good we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our lives, ya Allah. Protect us in this country, my Allah. May there be peace prevalent, my Allah. So, ya Allah, in every part of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah are all in front of us now, my Allah. When Qiyamah will take place, only you have the knowledge of it, my Allah. Help us to prepare for Qiyamah. Help us to prepare for the Akhirat, my Allah. Make our tongues be engaged in your Dhikrullah, the Tilawat of the Quran, and the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallam, Durood and Salam, my Allah. Make us enjoy your Ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Halawat Iman, my Allah. Give us Halawat Iman, my Allah. Protect us from Zina, my Allah. Protect us from casting lustful glances at Haram Umil, my Allah. Protect us from Bad Nazri, my Allah. Protect us from Bad Nazri, my Allah. Protect us in our offices, my Allah. Do not make us get tempted by the secretaries, my Allah. Do not make us become tempted by Allah, those women around us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us humiliated, my Allah. Don't make us zaleel in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, pour your maghfirat upon us, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Amari diloko musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah, give them shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us all see the end of Ramadan with ease and afiyat and happy and joyous Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. There are so many people sitting here. Ya Allah, last year also we made this dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the answer of duas, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah. We beg you, we beg you, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, my Allah. That make us 5 times namazis, my Allah. Ya Allah, 5 times namaz in the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it happen that after Eid, my Allah, the masjid is wehran again. The masjid is desolate, my Allah. Then we are munafiqs, my Allah. Then we are hypocrites, my Allah. Then we are not loyal servants, my Allah. Then we are not sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Every masjid in our town, every masjid in the country, in the world, my Allah, especially our masjid, my Allah, make it be full for the namazes. Oh, Fajr Salat, especially, my Allah. All these youngsters who are present here today, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the himmah to come here, ya Allah. Every day, my Allah. With all the other friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the muqeemeen as salah, my Allah. Help us to establish salah, my Allah. The first question you will ask us regarding our amal on the day of Qiyamah will be our salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our salat is not right, my Allah, where will our other amal be right then, my Allah? Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq and hidayat, ya Allah, of establishing at least our salat in our lives, my Allah. Grant us the taqwa, ya Allah, the maqsad of fasting, my Allah. Grant us the taqwa and the benefits of taqwa, my Allah. Grant us the taqwa, my Allah, and the benefits of taqwa, my Allah. Make us become muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us abrar, my Allah. This is all terminology we have read in the kitab of pious, pious, righteous people and the ta'alluq they had with you. Give us also that, my Allah. Make it be a reality, my Allah. Make it be a reality, my Allah. Make us maqbooleen, bandas, my Allah. Tu qabool farma. Ya Allah, ummat pareshan hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Egypt, Syria, Tunisia, ya Allah, and so Afghanistan, Iraq, my Allah. It's just carrying on and on and on and on, my Allah. Every article we read, my only bloodshed, my Allah, this anarchy, this chaos in the entire world, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make peace prevalent in every corner of the world, my Allah. This peace and aman, make us become good human beings, my Allah. Make us become good ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from azab al-qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we won't be able to endure the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we can't. Ya Allah, the verses upon verses, ya Allah. The food of the Jahannam is pus and blood. Zakum bitter tree. The lowest form of punishment will be iron shoes that will boil the brains of the person. Hot boiling water thrown on the person, burning his scalp, ya Allah, going down, penetrating into his intestine, breaking his own intestine, my Allah. It just carries on and carries on. My Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it happen that we lose our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise we will be doomed in Jahannam, my Allah. We will be finished in Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Help us to make an effort for your deen, my Allah. Make us love your deen, my Allah. Make us love you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us love the Quran and Sunnah and Hadith, my Allah. Make us love your Shariat, my Allah. Make your Shariat nafiz in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your Shariat become aam, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us criticize the Shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so weak, my Allah. We are finding faults in your deen, my Allah. We want to interpret the Quran in our way, my Allah. We want things to change, to suit our whims and fancies, my Allah. We have become our hawa parast, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become slaves of our oppression, my Allah. Because we can't obey your instructions, my Allah. We want to change the meaning of ayat, my Allah. We are tampering with Quran and Hadith, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us true knowledge, my Allah. Make us learn knowledge from the true scholars of your deen, my Allah. Make us genuine, true, mukhlis leaders, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be astray. Don't make us become the means of people going astray, my Allah. They have good thoughts and opinions about us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Make every alim, every sheikh, ya Allah, a good leader, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas. Make us be on the haqq and hidayat, ya Allah. Make us become a means of haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us a marja of your khalaiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us a marja of your khalaiq, my Allah. Ya Ya Allah, make it be such, my Allah, that you announce to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, I love that banda in that world. Oh Jibreel, you too must love him. Oh Jibreel, announce to the angels in the sky that Allah loves that banda. You too must love him. And Jibreel alayhi salam goes to the angels in the sky and he tells them, Ya Ahlas Sama, oh people of the sky, Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan. Fahibbu, Allah loves that banda. Allah loves that bandi. You also must love them. Ya Allah, and then in the world, Allah Ta'ala, you have, Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith, that Allah, you give izzat to that person. You give qabooliyat to that person. You make us give us that qabooliyat, my Allah. Oh Allah, let it not happen that you hate us, my Allah. Don't despise us, my Allah. Don't announce to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, I hate that person in the world. You too must hate him. And announce to the angels in the sky, Allah hates that person. You too must hate him, my Allah. Ya Allah, then there will be only humiliation for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, humse kya mange, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Badr wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, Uhud al-Khandak wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, ummat, Ya Allah, pareshan hai. Syria mein, Ya Allah, bahut pareshan. Ya Allah, tu janne wala hai. Tu dekhne wala hai, Ya Allah. Tu sunne wala hai, Ya Allah. Probably one little child, Ya Allah, in this gathering, masoom child, my Allah. Here is Ameen, my Allah. One elderly person, my Allah. Change the condition in Syria, my Allah. Before the Eid moon is seen, my Allah. Please, my Allah. I don't know how to express, Ya Allah, this dua to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are being butchered to death, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, change the condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, please, we Ambiya buried, my Allah. Such a Mubarak piece of Sham, my Allah. Masjid have become bombarded, my Allah. Madrasa is an institution, Ya Allah, raised to the ground, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have lost their belongings, my Allah. They have lost their families and life. Ya Allah, you change the condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the right person become the leader there, my Allah. Ya Allah, those zalim, Ya Allah. Zalimeen, Ya Allah. Agar unke haq mein hidayat na likha hua ho, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu unko halak farma. Ya Allah, ufawidu amri ilayka, Ya Allah. Innaka basirun bil'ibad, my Allah. Ya hazib al-ahzab, ihzimhum. Ya hazib al-ahzab, ihzimhum. Ihzimhum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, Ya Allah. Those who are making zulam, my Allah. Those tyrants, Ya Allah, you make, Ya Allah, you take care of them, Ya Allah. You sort them out, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi pareshan hai, Ya Allah. Jo bhi pareshan hal hai, jo bhi unki pareshani ho, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether he's sick, Ya Allah, whether he's got some financial problem, whatever problem. Ya Allah, depression, waswasa, so many people are suffering from wasawis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are bechain, pareshan, my Allah. Their lives have become a misery, my Allah. Remove the difficulty. Husband and wives, Ya Allah, fighting, my Allah. Young little children are looking at the parents fighting, my Allah. They are crying, my Allah. They are pleading with their parents not to fight, my Allah. Ya Allah, abusive language, my Allah. No haya, no sharam. Ya Allah, aapas mein ulfat and muhabbat paida farma. Create unity amongst the ulama and mashayikh, my Allah. Between our musallis, Ya Allah. Our friends and family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got elderly grandparents, my Allah. Don't make them muhtaad, my Allah. Give them khatam wa iman, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. Our parents are alive. Help us to serve them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not obedient to them, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You have raham upon them, my Allah. If they fast away, my Allah, you grant them the maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, this whatever amal we doing, this send the sawab to them, my Allah. Make the qabari rudhutu min riyadhi jinnah. Awa asatiza. That apa who taught us alif ba. That ustad who taught us alif ba. Ya Allah, you make his qabar full of nur, my Allah. That ustad who taught us heaps of Quran majid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant him the highest of stages, my Allah. That ustad who taught us qiraat and taught us, Ya Allah, deen, Ya Allah, all the mashayikh, the musannifin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the imma arba, my Allah. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh. All the mufassireen, muhadithin, fuqaha, Ya Allah. All those, Ya Allah, who are responsible for us to get deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them, Ya Allah, complete sawab and reward, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahaba Ikiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, full the qabr with noor, my Allah. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give him maqam-e-mahmood, my Allah. Give him maqam-e-mahmood, my Allah. The highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. The highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Makkah and Medina again and again, my Allah. You provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. You make it be easy for us and make it a maqbool umrah and hajj and ziyarat, my Allah. Those who haven't been at all, my Allah. You create the sabil for them. Make it easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to feed the weak, the orphan, the widows and the poor and the needy, my Allah. Don't make us become conjuiced, Ya Allah. Don't make us become bakhil, my Allah. Help us to become generous, my Allah. Help us to be loving with the mankind, my Allah. Help us to make khidmat of the khalq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, and you protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got too many things to beg from you, my Allah. Jo manga, usko bhi qabool farma. Ya Allah, jo nahi manga, Ya Allah, wo bhi ata farma. Ya Allah, whatever du'as, Ya Allah, used to be made in this masjid, Ya Allah, answer all the du'as in our haq now also, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive any person, my Allah. Don't deprive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Don't deprive our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, these last few days, my Allah, be full of barakat for us, my Allah. Our lives, whatever remaining days of our life we have, my Allah, make it be full of barakat and afiyat. Full in your obedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, such that you gain your pleasure. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Tu razi banja. Tu razi banja. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Ya Allah, bless these brothers, my Allah. Fulfill their needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill their needs. Open their hearts, my Allah. Fill your noor into their hearts, my Allah. You fill hidayat in their hearts, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have sat patiently, my Allah. They are tired, my Allah. Don't deprive any person, my Allah. Give him his heart's desire, my Allah. Ya Allah, and our mothers and sisters at home, don't deprive them also, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, be shayrishan, Ya Allah. From your khazana, my Allah. You pour your treasures upon these brothers, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them whatever they need. Remove them from their hardship, misery, difficulties, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, accept the i'tikaf of brothers for i'tikaf in this masjid, Ya Allah. And all the other i'tikaf in all the masajid and all the programs of ulama and mashaykh, whatever they may be doing, Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.